Mexico is increasing its border security now that its northern neighbor has gone to war against Iraq. Thousands of soldiers are being deployed not only to protect Mexico's national interests, but to help the U.S. prevent further terrorist attacks. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Mexico City.
When the U.S.-led military campaign against Iraq began last week, Mexico mobilized its own armed forces, 18,000 troops in all. Secretary of Defense Gerardo Vega announced last week what's called Plan Sentinel, the highest state of alert Mexican forces have seen in decades. We're reinforcing our borders, both in the north and south, he said. We're also paying attention to all installations of important and vital interest to the development of the country. Vega said southern Mexican oil wells are also under guard, as well as water supplies and ports, especially those with direct links to the U.S. Mexico's Interior Minister, Santiago Creel, oversees much of the country's intelligence operations. Mexico, he said, is willing to share information on the movements of suspected terrorists, much in the way the neighbors already share intelligence on drug traffickers.
No solamente era un socio comercial, sino un amigo, y que en estas circunstancias...
The United States is not just a commercial partner, but a friend, he said. And facing this war, we're going to work together, each fighting firmly against terrorism. We'll assure Mexico won't become a transit point for tourists, for anyone to hurt the government or people of the United States. Mexico's increased security measures may be politically inspired as well, given its recent stance on the United Nations Security Council, says Mexico City-based defense analyst Ana Maria Salazar.
On the one hand, they did not support the United States' decision to attack Iraq, but at the same time, the Mexican government does recognize that the United States is Mexico's most important neighbor and a most important economic partner, and that since if there are threats against the United States, these threats, one way or the other, could impact Mexico.
On the U.S. side of the border, National Guardsmen, soldiers, and Border Patrol agents are more present than ever. Some Army units dedicated solely to aiding in the war on drugs could be asked to shift their mission to anti-terrorism. The United States Office for Homeland Security did not return calls for comment on its work with Mexico, but Salazar says given the 2,100-mile-long border, stopping terrorists will depend on unprecedented cooperation between both countries.
You can't put a soldier every 10 meters to protect the border. What both countries need to do is to be able to find mechanisms by which where they can share information, share intelligence as to these potential threats. Otherwise, it's impossible to stop someone who single-mindedly wanted to cross the border with some kind of weapon of mass destruction.
As Mexico deploys thousands of troops north, it is also hoping its efforts will ensure safe and quick border crossings for legitimate travel and trade. The U.S. and Mexico do some $250 billion in business each year. Snarled traffic at checkpoints means economic losses for both sides. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.